A huge television audience is expected tonight to watch the vice presidential debate in St. Louis between Delaware Senator Joe Biden and Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin. More intensity was added to this already highly anticipated event yesterday when some conservatives went ballistic with the news that moderator Gwen Ifill was authoring a book that includes a section on Barack Obama, though Ifill said yesterday she has yet to write the chapter on Obama. The book is scheduled to be published on Inauguration Day next year. The stakes are high for both candidates, but the pressure is largely focused on Palin, whose popularity is shrinking rapidly. Republican Rhonda Storms represents parts of Hillsborough, Pasco, and Polk counties in the Florida State Senate. Before that, she was a controversial member of the Hillsborough County Commission. When Palin hit the national stage late last month, several local newspaper columnists compared Storms to Palin. WMNF asked Rhonda Storms what she makes of those comparisons.
Flattery will get you nowhere, I guess. That's about it. I've had quite a few people say that, and people in the media have said that, and people who dislike Governor Palin have said that and equally enthusiastically dislike me, so I guess they want to slam both of us.
Oh, no.
And people who like both of us have said the same thing. I've had it from both sides.
Right, right. Well, we ask you about this debate. How do you think Governor Palin will do?
Well, I think she's an accomplished woman. I think that she's articulate and intelligent, and I think that she'll do an outstanding job. But certainly, Governor Palin will have her work cut out for her against Biden. Joe Biden is certainly one of the most experienced and best debaters in the Democrat Party. So she's not going to have an easy time at all.
There have been political analysts who've been looking at those tapes back in actually in 2006, and she got very good remarks for those, actually. And some people, again, since the national media hasn't really seen much of her except for the last month or so, and then looks back at those tapes, say that maybe she's been too programmed. We know that there's these McCain advisors, particularly in foreign policy, who've been working very hard with her. And some people say it shows up where she's not able to be very natural in these interviews and looks tightly scripted and isn't making a good impression right now. What do you think of that?
Well, I think part of the difficulty is, frankly, a little bit of sexism. I mean, anytime you have a strong woman who's willing to speak her own mind, it makes some people uncomfortable, and that's on both sides of the aisle. And so what sometimes happens is they want to control that a little bit more. And I think the best advice that people on my side of the aisle should receive would be to let Governor Palin be Governor Palin. Let her use her own skills and her own formidable intellect. I mean, she didn't get to where she is today by being tightly scripted and being told to walk from point A to point B. You know, I've seen multiple instances, particularly where women are involved in politics, where people want to script everything, make it very, very tightly controlled, particularly if they are women who are not cut from the typical cloth of the political cloth. And so it so happens that we're seeing it manifested, I think, right now on the national stage.
And as you say, in your side of the aisle here, we're actually hearing some conservative critics who've been really knocking Governor Palin of late. Kathleen Parker of the Orlando Sentinel wrote a column, which has now become much quoted now, where she really went off on her last week, said Palin filibusters. She repeats words, filling space with deadwood, cut the verbiage, and there's not much content there. Other knocks from George Will and David Brooks. You know, some of these people are saying that maybe it was a mistake by Senator McCain to even select her now. What do you make of that?
Well, I think those are people who are out of touch with the base. Governor Palin has energized millions of voters in key battleground states. I think that she is charismatic, she's intelligent, and she has done for the ticket what nobody else was able to do. And so I think that those people who are voicing criticisms should just pipe down and really, that's what I would say, pipe down. She's doing an outstanding job, and she will continue to do an outstanding job. And so the criticisms that they're articulating are inappropriate and not particularly helpful right now.